In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Tomorrow is New Year's Day. For church, tomorrow is the feast of the circumcision and naming of Jesus. This celebration in the church year always happens 8 days after Jesus' birth on Christmas, if you take into account the Hebrew counting, which begins at sundown the night before. But tonight, we're not only here to ring in the new year together as we celebrate, we're here because our lives center around Jesus. You may ask your friends later, what did Pastor preach on New Year's Eve service? Well, if they had one, they might say something related to New Year's resolutions, or if we keep positive attitudes this year, then we can just make the world a better place. And in reply, you may tell them, somewhat amusingly, that we talked about the circumcision and naming of Jesus. What a topic. If you haven't heard me say it yet, the reason we have the church year is to center our attention singularly around Jesus, who he is, both God and man, what he's done for us, die on the cross and rise from the grave, and what he continues to do for us, feed us with his word and sacrament. We center our time together around Christ, because ordering ourselves around job schedules, secular holidays like New Year's, Valentine's Day, President's Day, so on and so forth, it leaves us empty, stressed, and perhaps lacking something we deeply desire. So today, we talk about Jesus' circumcision and naming, why he underwent it all, and why it's important. First of all, it was traditional for a good Hebrew boy to be circumcised 8 days after birth. It was God's command in the Old Testament. But this is no arbitrary command, like your wife telling you to pick up your socks. For the act of circumcision brought great benefits. For example, through circumcision, a child was incorporated into God's covenant with Israel. This was God's promise from Genesis 17. It was important for Jesus to receive circumcision so that he could fulfill and embody every law in the Old Testament, because God requires purity for a right relationship with him. Jesus puts himself under the law, fulfills it perfectly, and gives his perfect life so that we can have a pure relationship with our Father. Second, when someone was circumcised, a name was given. This signified that this was a new man in the sight of the Lord, who received benefits as any of his children. This ceremony is based on the first circumcision, which happened to Abram, whose name was then changed to Abraham. So coincidentally, New Year's and the naming of Jesus share something in common. New beginnings. New beginnings, as our old habits, our old selves, and sin is destroyed, and our new habits, our new selves, and righteousness is placed on us through a name. Now, a name is not just a convenient word to identify a person. For Christians, it's everything. Our entire service is bookended by a name. The name of God, with the invocation and benediction. In the absolution, forgiveness is pronounced in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray to our Father. And we pray that God's name be hallowed. That is kept among us so that God's name is not used as a mere expression like wow or oops. God's name is used all throughout the service. And it's important to realize that when we use God's name, it's more than just a word. But it's the presence and power of God himself. By calling on God's name in the Old Testament, Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal. By calling on God's name, David defeated Goliath. And God's name was placed on Solomon's temple where God promised to be. In our readings today, we learn about the name of God. For example, in Numbers 6, the Lord instructs Moses on how priests are to bless God's people. But this isn't just some words that are said. Rather, this is how God's name is placed on his people in a very real way. And where God's name is, there also is his presence and power. In our epistle reading from Galatians, Paul teaches us that those who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That is, when the triune name is put on you through water, you have a new beginning. You have a new name. That new name is Christian. Finally, in our gospel reading, we hear about the baby Messiah being named Jesus, which means Yahweh saves. So as we can see, Jesus' name isn't some arbitrary identification tool, but it prophesies and proclaims who he is and what he will do. And said plainly, Jesus comes to save us, though he is no ordinary man, but he is the Yahweh God. We use this name as Christians in times of distress and trouble. But we don't always use God's name properly. When it's not hallowed among us by using God's name as an expression. Or when Israel was suffering because of internal strife, external threats from nations, and disasters in general, God promised to come to their aid. If they would repent of their unfaithfulness, one, but also rightly confess his name instead of abusing it. We also suffer from these abuses, though maybe not in the same way as the Israelites. But we often fail to call upon God in our troubles. We'd rather pull up our bootstraps and figure it out for ourselves, or call upon another name for help, because it may appear more effective or convenient. We may call upon the name of money instead of Jesus for help. That may take shape by asking for more hours at your job on Sunday mornings. We may call upon the name of comfort and laziness by foregoing the name of our Savior by sleeping in on Sundays. Or we may call upon the name of entertainment as our minds and thoughts are polluted by ungodly things instead of spending time in God's Word. These worldly names, so to speak, never quench our hunger or thirst. We're always left wanting more. That's because it doesn't really have anything to give. And if it did, Shouldn't we be satisfied already? But this is the reason we need another name that is above every name. Jesus. Yahweh says, through this name, the blessings of God flow. We call upon this name to fill our void, to fill what's empty, to give strength for our daily struggles. We shall surely be satisfied as we're given righteousness to eat and to drink in the Eucharist. In Jesus' name, we begin a new year. We remember the name we've been baptized with, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the new name we bear. We call it Christian. And because of this, our names are written in the Book of Life. Because of that, we will be made pure and enter into the heavenly gates with great joy and thanksgiving. Why? All because of a name that's been abundantly washed over us. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.